This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. HIPPO editor Amy Diaz is back for a look at New Hampshire events this weekend, and it's Festapalooza 2, the sequel. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
In case you missed last week's installment of food, art, and history festivals, there is more this weekend. And the question is this batch of festivals as good as last week's?
Absolutely. It's The Godfather Part 2 of second weekend of festivals.
So let's start with food again. Greek Fest 2014 is happening.
Yes, this is at Assumption Greek Orthodox Church in Manchester, and this is absolutely one of my favorite festivals of the summer. It runs Saturday and Sunday, and it is a celebration of Greek food and culture and food.
Yeah, it's a personal favorite for you. So what are you looking forward to?
Well, you know, they do a really good job of, you know, getting people through. They said that they get an attendance of about 8,000 to 10,000 people, but they spread things out. So personally, when I go straight for the gyros, which are delicious. The meat is, you know, skewered, is on a skewer right there, and they cut it off. They do all sorts of Greek pastries, baklava, of course. Mm-hmm. The loukoumades, which are the little Greek donuts that are usually covered in like a honey syrup. And then we talked to someone in our story who said they are also serving a Greek coffee that's a really strong dark coffee, so kind of a nice complement to the sugary, you know, donut-y treats. And, you know, I kind of have always really enjoyed the food here, and our story told me why. They really try to make it all fresh, so they're making a lot of this food, you know, just in the days leading right up to the festival. So you're getting not just, you know, great homemade food, but also kind of freshly made food.
Okay. That is one thing to look forward to. If you're the type of person who loves a good chili fest, there's Fire on the Mountain, the Henniker Rotary Chili Fest. What makes this particular fest unique?
And this happens on Sunday at Pat's Peak Ski Area in Henniker. And, you know, what's really fun about this festival is you do get to try out a lot of the competition chili. There are amateurs there and also chefs and restaurants that are bringing chili. They're kind of all battling it out. There is a People's Choice Award, and then there are also judges. So you get a chance to taste, you know, some of these different approaches with chili. And then also they're going to have other food vendors there. So you can have some chili and then go get some barbecue or some roasted corn.
Okay, we're in the lightning round here, Food Fest. So there's another one going on, too, in Somersworth. What is the Jakarta Fair?
Well, this is kind of a new entry into the Summer Food Fest schedule. It's been around. This is its second year. And this is a celebration of all things Indonesian. This happens Saturday from 11 to 5 on Memorial Drive in Somersworth. They set it up kind of like a street fair. There are going to be, I think, 30 vendors, and over 25 of them are really food-focused. So it's really, you get a chance to try this kind of cuisine. If you're maybe familiar with Thai cuisine or Malaysian, it's a little bit, you know, some similarities, but also some different spices. I was talking to one of the organizers. He said, you know, you see a lot of kind of brothy-based, noodle broth-based dishes. Meat and chicken play a big role. Coconut is a big part of, like, the dessert. So there's usually some desserts that have, like, a nice blend of sweet and coconut. So a lot of kind of interesting, you know, an interesting way to look at a new culinary culture.
Okay, we got the foodies covered. Let's move on to something maybe more family-oriented, like the Family Fun Festival. This is a free festival going on in Manchester. How did this get started?
Yes, and this happens in Veterans Park from 10 to 1. This started, kind of grew out of an event last year that was connected to a celebration of the centennial of Gill Stadium. And the organizer, you know, she saw the New England Brethren of Pirates. They attend some of the Manchester parades, and she thought they're a lot of fun. So the theme of this is pirates and princesses. And they're in, you know, they're encouraging kids to dress up like pirates, dress up like princesses. They even got a local dance studio to create a little ballet that is just created just for this, that is pirate and princess based. And then a lot of activities for kids about pirates and princesses. And you can take some pictures of your kids with, you know, people dressed up as pirates and princesses, too.
Something else for the family here on your list, too. It's the Dover Mini Maker Fair. And this kind of intrigued me a little bit. Is this like a tech oriented thing?
Well, it, kind of all things, everything from robots and drones to there's going to be an exhibitor there showing off vertical gardens, just all kinds of things that people, you know, they say it's really a celebration of innovation and creativity. They were billing it as the greatest show and tell on earth. So, you know, some of the people that are going to be involved, they have about 60 some different makers. Some of these people are selling things, you know, do-it-yourself guitar kits, the vertical gardens group. But then also people are just sort of showing off the fun things that they've invented and that they're working on.
And where is this going to take place?
So this is taking place at a couple of different locations in Dover. The Children's Museum of New Hampshire is involved. But they said, you know, it's not just for kids. There's a lot here that adults will get involved, that will adults will find interesting as well. And this runs from 10 to 4 p.m. on Saturday.
Okay. There's a whole list of festivals. You'll find them on our website, in fact, at nhpr.org. Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about events in the Granite State. Amy, thanks so much.
Have a great weekend.